You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's news time now. Boom! Boom! Boom, boom, boom! Boom, 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 boom! Boom, 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 boom! So that's what put you to sleep last night.
Put me to sleep doesn't describe it.
Did you get any sleep? I did fall asleep while they were going off.
You know, it's
kind of got into the rhythm and just douche.
It was that thing where, like, you'd think it was finally done and then it would be one loud one again. See it in your closed eyes. Like, it jumps you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know when the room lights up.
The sound of freedom, though.
What about the kids?
Oh, baby slept right through it.
Really? Good.
Didn't care. Yeah.
That's a plus.
She was down. Dogs, surprisingly, were like, all right.
My dog, too. Doesn't care.
I guess by day three, they were kind of like, no big deal.
Yeah, really? So this is what it's like to live in a zone.
Boom, yeah, right. Boom, 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 boom. I'm inside. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as bad by my house as it has been in previous years. I was kind of surprised.
Sure.
I don't want to say they let me down. But,
right.
You know, it started at like 7:30. Why you're blowing off fireworks at 7:30? You can't see them anyway, but okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. It's your show.
Yeah.
Do it for the kids, whatever it happens to be. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a work night for a lot of people. Got to get it in early. So.
There you go. That's what I always got to get her in early. Yeah. Good times. All right, it's news time now. What do you got over there?
Well, blaring EDM from your sunroof in line at McDonald's. I'll tell you about that. And also, a hangover pill makes the news today. It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and more, your ultimate cannabis culture shopping experience. Ask about their loyalty program at 4 locations. Pitbull Tobacco and more, for locals by locals. So I'm going to start with the serious stuff. We do have updates on the Independence Day shooting in Chicago yesterday. 6 people were killed. Another 38 at least were sent to the hospital. Police say it was a well-planned attack, and now in custody is a 22-year-old man. The shooting happened during a parade in Highland Park. The 22-year-old person of interest / suspect was taken into custody yesterday evening. At a news conference, officials said it appeared that the gunman opened fire from a rooftop using a high-powered rifle that was later recovered at the scene.
Right now, what we're saying is it's a high-powered rifle. Beyond that, I'm not going to go into much more. Eventually, we will. When we feel comfortable releasing that information without giving out information we don't want out there at this point, we will put that out.
During the investigation yesterday, the suspect's uncle told WGN News that he's heartbroken over the shooting. He said the 22-year-old has lived with him for about 5 years. WGN also found the 22-year-old's online accounts, which they said had, quote, plenty of red flags for possible sinister intent. President Biden yesterday said,
"Before I left for Europe, I signed a law, the first real gun safety law in 30 years, and things we'll get better still, but not without more hard work together. You all heard what happened. You all heard what happened today. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting."
The investigation continues there. Meanwhile, 2 officers were shot during the Wawa Welcome to America July 4th event in Philadelphia. They both have non-life-threatening injuries. One was hit in the shoulder. The other, this is pretty miraculous.
Yeah.
He was shot in the head, but the bullet stopped in his hat.
It grazed him and stuck in his hat.
As the Philadelphia Police Department commissioner said, quote, "I think it initially went up the inside, hit his forehead, and then the round stopped in his hat." Yes. Both officers were transported to the hospital.
It was a laid-back, chill day. Weather was beautiful. Contra was beautiful. But we live in America, and we have the Second Amendment. And we have the Supreme Court of the United States telling everybody they can carry a gun wherever they want. It's like Dodge City.
So there's the mayor of Philadelphia there. The officers have since been treated and released. That, according to Fox News, authorities have not yet arrested a suspect. No persons of interest have been identified there. So around here, much later, I don't know if you saw the picture that people are talking about on Facebook. Wavy.com posted this picture from the South Norfolk Chesapeake Parade yesterday.
Yes. I did see this online.
So it's the truck.
Yeah. Happy Treason Day. Ungrateful Colonials. So the, I mean, it's a funny take to me. I don't think these people are serious.
And I think most people got the joke. So
it's a back. Well, first of all, it's the back of a pickup truck, and it's got the Union Jack, that's the British flag.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's true.
On the back of it. And there is, in fact, someone wearing ermine and a crown.
Yes.
So they're the king.
Right.
And, of course, we, you know, we are, quite frankly, we did break away from another country as a nation. That is the birth of our nation. We're taught that this is a noble thing, but think about that.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about that, it's just like, you know, taxation without representation, et cetera. We're going to do this better ourselves.
I mean, they went a little further, ungrateful colonials, and you'll be back for your taxes. And they're not the only ones that said that. The British Embassy to the United States tweeted a playlist of songs for the 4th of July.
Hysterical.
Which included the song You'll Be Back from the music Hamilton, the musical Hamilton, and Players' Baby Come Back was another song on the list.
Nice.
Now, as we were out seeing fireworks and stuff, our trips to the beach, our trips to the McDonald's drive-thru with our sunroof open and dance music blaring.
Yeah, that was fun, I have to say. That was hysterical.
I know. I saw your video.
I'm playing. I went to get McDonald's yesterday, and I'm in the line, and I'm playing electronic dance music, you know, and I forgot that the sunroof's open and everything, and I realized that I am the annoying person in the line. My music is bothering everybody else.
Yeah,
right now. Enjoy it.
You're the one.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, that was going on for us. WWBT reports that we have 46 new American citizens from 28 different countries who celebrated the birth of their American journey by taking the oath of citizenship yesterday in Richmond at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. Each say that they left their homes for the freedoms and opportunities our country has to offer.
You know, my grandfather emigrated from Canada in 1938 or something like that, and became a U.S. citizen. And I don't know what the process was, but I have the papers.
Sure.
And it is the coolest. It's a leather bound three folding binder that you open it up, and so is a citizen of the United States of America. It's just like, wow, the reverence with which this was treated.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Such a big deal.
Yeah.
Here you are, sir. You know this is all the rights and privileges and, you know, of becoming a citizen of the United States.
I have a friend who became a citizen a year and a half or so ago. She's
really?
From France. And we went to go see fireworks. She went with me to go see fireworks.
No,
yeah, it's one of my neighbors. And
also
weird, she has epilepsy, so she wasn't able to actually look at the fireworks, but she went for the experience of going
to fireworks.
So she
had to turn away?
Yeah, poor thing.
Poor thing is right.
Right. She went through all of this, had to do the test and everything. Yeah. Her husband's deployed right now.
Okay.
So she's, she's wanted somebody to be around, wanted somebody to go.
It's embarrassing how much more people in that process know about America than you do.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I've had people do this to me before, like cab drivers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You forget.
Yep.
You forget. This stuff goes in one ear and out the other sometimes.
It was a huge deal when she got her citizenship, though, and it was right at the height of COVID. So,
oh, wow.
I remember seeing pictures of her husband, like, in the car with their kids at the time, like, while she's inside doing it, because he couldn't be in there with her because, you know, everything was COVID at the time. But she got her citizenship, so.
Congrats.
Yeah.
So these people, I saw some interviewed on the news. It looked awesome.
Yeah. 46 new citizens, so. Now, as we're getting back home and back to work after the holiday travel this weekend, here's the news from the airports. An 86-year-old woman's has become the world's longest-serving flight attendant after 65 years of doing the job. Bette Nash is her name. She explained why she got into the business in the first place.
I wanted to be a flight attendant from the time I got on the first airplane. I was 16 years old. The pilot and the flight attendant walked across the hall. And I thought that was for me. Even when I think I might retire or something, then I come to work and I think, oh, I couldn't do that.
Now, meanwhile, we had talked in stupid news about this guy last week, but I'm seeing this everywhere today. $10,000. A writer for Inc.com named Jason Atten went on a trip to Alaska last week with seven family members, his wife, four kids, and two other adults. And before they took off, Delta offered them $10,000 to get bumped to a later flight. Jason turned them down. Now, it turns out it wasn't $10,000 per seat. It was $1,250 per seat for eight seats.
That makes a little more sense. When we saw the story, the guy said that they were handing out $10,000 gift cards.
It's not travel vouchers. They were really doing gift cards. It was a $10,000 Visa gift card or an immediate transfer over Apple Pay. Jason says it took a minute to register that this was a serious offer.
Yeah.
He was worried about how long they'd be delayed, though, if their plans to Alaska would be affected, and whether 10 grand was actually worth it. You know, if it's putting your whole trip. But now think, this is eight people. There's hotel rooms and everything involved. So am I going to come out even in the end if I have to delay hotel rooms? He declined. Watched a few other people take Delta up on the offer instead. And he said his wife is still angry about it.
They came on the PA system and said that they were looking for volunteers and that they were willing to pay $10,000, which everyone assumed was like they heard it wrong, right? I've taken bumps, as they call it, plenty of times in the past, but usually that's for a couple $100, right?
Yeah, and this isn't the only place this happened. A flight from Boston to Rome was delayed by 5 hours, so Delta offered $6,000 MasterCard gift cards to anyone willing to switch flights.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm going to Rome, there could be connections that I'm going to miss. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe his Alaska thing, possibly a problem, too. I got to tell you something. I travel a little bit, and I spend a little money. More than $1,000 per person is going to get you over most hurdles.
Yeah.
You could spend the night at the airport for 10 grand. That should pay for your vacation, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even if it's for 7 or 8 people.
Pretty much.
$1,000 ahead, usually get it done because you're probably splitting a condo or maybe 2 or 3 rooms on a cruise ship, something like that. You're looking at the kind of money that will take care of your problem.
Yeah, you're like, well, this is not so bad. I could take this.
Yeah.
No wonder his wife is mad at him.
Yeah, I would go the next day. You know what we're going to do? We're all going to Roost Chris.
Yes.
And we're staying in a nice hotel.
Exactly.
Well,
there have been over 25,000 flight delays since last week. The delays are due to staff shortages. According to the Daily Mail, over 280 flights were canceled. During the July 4th weekend alone, over 2,750 flights were delayed.
Now, I know guys that travel internationally for business, and sometimes no amount of money is going to make this work because I got a trade show I got to be at, or I'm in charge of a booth or a meeting or something like
sure.
that.
Sure, this
that
is
I
the
have
job.
To go to. It's worth more than 10 grand, honestly.
I have to be
Holy
there.
Crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, all of this brings us to the New York Post says Joey Chestnut competed in yesterday's hot dog eating contest while he was on crutches, but he still kicked its ass, of course. He had ruptured a tendon in his right leg. That's not really going to interfere with your stomach, but he told TMZ that he wants to face Tom Brady in a hot dog eating contest. It would be awesome to eat against him in any food, really. That's the quote from Joey.
Wow.
He did win yesterday by downing 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which is way off from his record.
Do you have the incident there?
I do have the incident.
Yes, that'll affect your bad leg.
During the contest, a protester with a sign and Darth Vader mask bumped into Joey. He instantly took the person down with a chokehold. He went back to eating right afterwards.
Yeah.
ESPN was showing another contest at the time. Joey didn't make mention of it when they talked to him after the competition, but you can find videos of it online.
I think it's awesome. You know what? I got a whole new amount of respect for him. I hate this as a, it's not a sport. Don't kid yourself.
I know.
It's an effing joke.
Yes.
It is just nothing but gluttony. But by God, it's our American gluttony. And if people can make fun of us for our gun laws, they can certainly celebrate us for our hot dog eating capabilities. Now, you take that tubular piece of meat and you jam it down your throat as fast as you can. And between bites, wrestle this idiot to the floor
and
continue eating.
Yes.
They didn't stop the contest. He this is in the middle of him winning.
Yeah.
He takes a guy down. Dude, mad respect. Mad respect.
Well, during the competition yesterday, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship, they added a lemonade chugging competition. Badlands Booker chugged a gallon of pink lemonade in less than 30 seconds, breaking the record. It was what happened after a second championship, though, that people are talking about.
Oh, my glory! With a new world record of 1 gallon of Nathan's lemonade, Badlands Booker! Badlands, how do you feel? Excuse the bad manners. Sorry. Woo, that was awesome.
Yeah, I can see why you hate this.
Oh, my God. There you go. My God. Oh, the goat.
Yeah.
Oh, what skill.
I know.
Oh, what joy.
Well, while we're in this realm.
People in Africa love to watch our guys overeat.
Yeah, it's
they
true.
Just love it.
Mashed Magazine says Nathan's famous hot dog eating ice cream. Hot dog ice cream, not eating, just hot dog ice cream is now available in New York City. A Brooklyn ice cream shop called The Social celebrated yesterday's hot dog eating contest by offering the new hot dog ice cream and sundae. It's got a toasted hot dog bun that's split in half, and then it's filled with Nathan's hot dogs and a Gross. Hot dog ice cream infused with bits of bun and wieners.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
Will it ever stop? I'm just so grossed out. That was like on Friday's show when we learned that they're making a hot dog flavored seltzer water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called hot dog water.
Yes,
I can
horrible.
Just show you where you get that.
Yeah.
It's on a cart
Pretty
named
sure
Sabrette.
Limp Bizkit's thing about it.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably the most helpful news of the day. Lad Bible says a hangover pill has gone on sale in the UK. Now, they gave it a horrible name, but here you go. It's called Merkel.
Merkel.
Yeah. With a little umlaut over the M.
Okay. Merkel.
It's supposed to be taken before a person drinks. According to the website, Merkel helps breaking down alcohol fast before it reaches the liver. It is not suited and aimed to alleviate the impact of excess alcohol consumption. It must never be an excuse to drink more alcohol, and you should always limit your alcohol consumption with the government's guidelines. But they say it did take about 30 years to develop the pill, although it's nothing compared to this chick's advice.
You have to take one strawberry Pop-Tart and one, like, s'mores Pop-Tart and sandwich it with macaroni and cheese. So me and my friends got drunk at a party, and his best friend swears that it would work, and it does. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. It's like rotten fruit, kind of, because, like, the chocolate and the cheese and the fruit, it just doesn't go good together.
No. No, that's a lot of sugar, man.
A strawberry, a s'mores, macaroni s'mores? And cheese in the middle.
Yeah. That sounds so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me and my friend got drunk once, and we thought that was going to help us.
I know, yeah.
I
drunk
swear
once.
It. Yeah, right.
That worked. You guys.
Finally in the news today, Business Insider says that a wet wipe island has formed on the River Thames in London.
The Thames.
The island is the size of two tennis courts and formed because so many people are flushing wet wipes when they shouldn't be. I mean, they say on the packet to not flush them. Wet wipes are made with plastic. They don't break down when flushed. England is considering banning wet wipes. Local residents want the government to get rid of the island.
Well, how many people bought those butt wipes? You know, they were making adult butt wipes that were wet wipes. And you're not. They're not flushable. They're marked flushable, but they're not flushable.
Oh, they are not. They backed up my friend that lives in the mountains.
Really?
They backed her place up, which is horrible because she lives literally on the side of a mountain. Now it's 10 minutes away from, like, you know, society and Taco Bell and stuff.
Right.
But still, it's like on the side of a mountain, so it's
so
not
it's
new
not
stuff.
Hooked up to the sewer system or whatever. It probably has a septic tank.
Oh, it's quite a pain in the butt, literally, for her.
Expensive.
Yeah. All from flushing those wipes.
Gonna have to pump that out.
They say flushable on them, but
They're not. Nope. They're not. No.
Forming an island out there in the River Thames.
The Thames.
The Thames. Around here today, we got mostly sunny skies. A high in the mid-80s, southeast winds 6 to 16 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, 77 is your low. A chance of some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Highs near 90 for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 72 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.